Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
12:58, the final hour of Show and Burn. We are live in Nashville. We are here at the Moose Lounge on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, as we are giving you the best draft coverage in the city. I'm Ron the Show Hughley. Joshua Lamont Vernier is here. Serta is, he's here. And we have a special guest here, Lynn Jennings, Channel 9 sports anchor. You have seen and known him for years in this city. Lynn, welcome in. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me here. This is fantastic to be here in Nashville. This is your old
school. So, yeah, I went to school out here. Yeah, I lived here for 5 or 6 years. And, I enjoyed it.
The whole drive out here, Len, it was just Ron Hughley, this is your life. He had a story for every exit, every turn.
Well, it's a beautiful city, and it's growing, and everyone's been wonderful here ever since we got here.
So you've gotten to see the setup they have for the – we're going to be heading over to see what it's like. We haven't seen it today. We saw it last night, but this seems like it's going to be a really, really special event. And last night we couldn't help but to think, like, God, what would this look like in Kansas City? And you've seen the setup. Do you see a comparative way that we could put this together?
Well, you know,
in Kansas City,
it's interesting. I just talked to Kathy Nelson of the Kansas City Sports Commission.
Yeah,
I did a
great
story with her that aired yesterday. We talked about, and she's going to be out here this afternoon trying to persuade the NFL to make that decision, because 2021, there's an open spot. They could bring it to Kansas City. And she kind of gave me a little bit of a layout. Union Station is kind of where they would be able to put a stage and have everyone out and about. They know that it's capable of holding 500,000 or whoever you talk to, 500, 600, 7,000 for the Royals parade, how many people were down there for Union Station. But she kind of said that the only problem, which she was telling me was interesting, there's a parking garage underneath the parking lot in front of Union Station, so it'd have to kind of be put on the stage. And when you go down there, you see the stage set up. You'll see how big the stage is. It's like a rock concert. So that's kind of where she was kind of telling me Union Station would be the spot if Kansas City ever hosted the NFL draft.
I'll tell you this, Len. First round tonight, obviously, on Channel 9, on ABC. Mm-hmm. Man, it seems in 2019 that a majority of sporting events are starting to leave the bigger networks and going to ESPN or going, you know, TNT's carrying the NCAA championship. It doesn't seem like the big networks carry live sports anymore, and yet the NFL draft gets ABC coverage. Man, if people were ever wondering if the NFL was ever going to lose ground as the king, tonight should prove that it's not going anywhere. If ABC is carrying the first round of the NFL draft, and you know that's going to get numbers,
right?
That to me says all you need to know about the Goliath that is the NFL.
Especially with numbers in Kansas City, with Patrick Mahomes joining the crew tonight, obviously. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there was a time, remember, I was working for an ABC affiliate. I'd get so much time off around the holidays because of all the bowl games that were on ABC, but not anymore. Yeah. They're not on ABC anymore. So, yeah, this is kind of a big deal for coming network coverage. Big deal for KNBC, kind of name dropping there, the station there, shameless plug. But, yeah, it's going to be huge tonight. I got a chance to catch up with Robin Roberts, who's going to be hosting part of the draft this evening. So she's super excited to be working along with Patrick Mahomes. But they're expecting a lot of coverage tonight on ABC.
Speaking of Mahomes and him being on the draft coverage tonight, Show and I, while out and about last night, were asking the people of Nashville and NFL fans, when you think of the Chiefs, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And to a man, to a woman, everyone said Patrick Mahomes. And we were wondering if the Tyreek Hill situation, Frank Clark's baggage, Kareem Hunt, we were wondering if any of that negative attention has chipped away at the image of the Chiefs. But Len, it sure does seem as if the brand that is Patrick Mahomes has made the Chiefs brand untarnishable.
I agree with you 100%. There's tarnished there. But I think that that we can't ignore. But I think, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and we, you know, we had that discussion this morning about we were trying to find some kids wearing Patrick Mahomes jerseys. I went to the draft in Chicago a few years ago. It was the year the Chiefs drafted Marcus Peters. Mm-hmm. And there was a huge line of people waiting to get into the fan experience. Not one Chiefs jersey. I couldn't find one. I was trying to find a Chiefs fan. They're all over on Broadway here in Nashville. Yeah, and we've stopped a couple of kids wearing Patrick Mahomes jersey. One kid was from Cincinnati. Another kid was from Nashville here. You know, Tennessee Titan country, a kid's wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey. And I think that speaks volumes for what Patrick Mahomes – we already know what he does in Kansas City. Right. But his popularity is kind of transcending across the country. And that's big for Chiefs.
Yeah, because I was wondering that, like, for you guys in your coverage tonight and the big story that was Tyreek Hill yesterday, even today, is that still – is the draft and the excitement of new players coming, is that the bigger story, or is Tyreek Hill and this situation a bigger story today in Kansas City?
I'm sure. I think the story with Tyreek Hill is going to be interested with how the Chiefs draft. I'm sure you guys, I've heard you guys talking a lot about that. I think that's going to be telling. It may be telling what direction they go with that, because I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen with even after everything that came out with the DA yesterday with Tyreek Hill. That's going to be telling, but that's a huge story. I think the other big story that we're kind of focusing on is Drew Locke as well, because we're trying to figure out where he's going to go in the first draft, the Mizzou quarterback, former Lee Summit star. So that's why we're kind of out here. And then, of course, you know, we never know what the Chiefs are going to do. Maybe they get back, find a way to get back into that first round. That sure would be exciting for us, by the way, if it happens.
Well, shoot. I mean, just in the past, we were talking about this earlier. A week ago, I was looking at this draft with desperation, might be the best word, like, the Chiefs need a playmaker on the defensive side of the ball to improve on what was one of the worst defenses last year. You love the Honey Badger move. You're very encouraged at what Chris Jones can bring to this team, but you needed something else. Suddenly, with the addition with the trade for Frank Clark, man, you got three playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. And now, I don't want to say Brett Veach is playing with house money, but it seems like the ball players that are going to take you to the postseason again are already in place. Now you're just supplementing that. Now you're just finding depth, which a week ago I never thought I'd be sitting here in Nashville going, whichever direction they go, I'm cool.
Well, and that's funny you say that, because I think so many years in the past when you think about the Kansas City Chiefs, there was so much focus on who they were going to draft. And I think ever since they got – you know, the Patrick Mahomes phenomenal season that he had. Right. And I get the feeling, and I don't know if you guys agree, it's a little bit different. It's more celebratory for the Chiefs, because, I mean, everyone you talk to, we're going to the Super Bowl. So, well, they haven't drafted anyone yet.
Right.
But they're already talking Super Bowl, especially with the changes, you know, with Frank Clark coming in and the Honey Badger. And, you know, you know they're probably still going to be shoring up some defensive holes that they had, because, you know, they're obviously with the 31st ranked defense in the league. There are plenty of holes that you can fill or find spots. Maybe that's the direction to go. But, I mean, I think it's kind of exciting for Chiefs fans, especially when you're kind of going into a draft and you're kind of almost in a way like what you said. It's like, let's just sit back and see what they do.
Well, you have the biggest piece.
Yeah.
I mean, the pivot of this organization was that night show you were on the air when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. It was an exorcism almost. For Chiefs fans, they've finally done it. They have drafted a quarterback in the first round, and then the kid turns out to be the truth. So, yeah, everything just about, as we discussed with Tyree, just about anything that comes up with the Chiefs, you think it'll work out. Somehow it'll work out because we got him.
And isn't it great, I mean, especially because how many teams every single year have that pressure trying to find the next quarterback, the new Joe Montana, the new Tom Brady. And it's just the Chiefs have it. You know what? Like, I'm just being giddy about it. But, I mean, it's just the Chiefs have it. It just, you see the 24, five other teams that probably are still looking for that, you know, quarterback. I was watching some local broadcasts today talking about Marcus Mariota.
Right.
And having the same conversations about Marcus that we did, that many people in the media had about Alex Smith when he was with the Chiefs. Yeah,
can't pay him. Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying. It's interesting you talked about the Chiefs as the story, but then Drew Locke as the other big story. And we had a conversation earlier this week about Drew, and is he a guy that brings about city pride?
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to see that in Kansas City, because maybe especially with the schools, if you go to K-State or KU or Mizzou, and it's so hard to do that. Like, I wonder how many people will look at Drew Locke And you've been around the city, so you've talked to me, and I wonder how many people look at Drew Locke and like, man, there's pride with Drew Locke. He's a Kansas City kid. I'm really pulling for him. I don't get that sense from Drew Locke, but I don't know how many players or athletes that are high school kids and college kids in this area that give the city that type of pride thing.
Well, you know, it reminds me because another Mizzou guy, Shane Ray, out of Bishop Miege, who drafted
by the Broncos,
you know, and it's interesting because that's kind of where Drew is kind of slated to go, possibly with the 10th pick overall. But you know that's something that probably it's exciting around draft time. But I think it's just, you know, even with Shane, I think it fizzles a little bit. You know what I mean? Because you still have the Chiefs that you kind of root for. And every time Shane comes, you know, and he's even got the tattoo of the Chiefs, I think.
Right. Right.
And, you know, when he comes in, it's always kind of makes a great story. But with Drew Locke, I think I think you hit it nail on the head. I think it's just kind of like that hometown kid who's doing something great. And tonight, you know, a community, I had a great chance, and you guys have talked to him. It was just a great chance to talk to him yesterday and how much he just kind of appreciates all the support that he's gotten from the Lee Summit community, the Kansas City community, and the Mizzou community, and he wouldn't have been able to get here where he is tonight without any of that.
Big night for you all. So what are y'all – what's all the plans for your coverage tonight?
I'm on the red carpet at 4, 5, and 6, so we get to kind of see all the players kind of coming in. I don't know how we got that, but so we'll be out there on KNBC 9 News at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, live from the red carpet. And then, of course, the draft coverage begins tonight on KNBC, ABC across the country. And then it ends whenever it ends. And if you cover one of these things, it can last a long, long time. But as soon as the draft ends, we'll continue our coverage on KNBC 9 News after that.
Great. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having
me, guys. And hanging out with us.
Yeah,
and you said a long night. I'm wondering how long this is going to be. I've never covered this.
I'm a
bit nervous.
I'm just glad Ron hasn't brought up how nice your hair is and pointing out that's why I could never be on TV. Ron seems to take shots at me about my hair a lot.
Your hair is great, though.
Yeah, I may stop upstairs and get a haircut on the way
out.
I'm
telling
you. It looks
pretty
nice. I just
don't know how many.
How many more good haircuts you got in
here? Yeah, no, I just don't know, man. I'm riding this out tonight. Len, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me in.
Coming up next, we were talking about Mahomes with him, and he is the greatest deodorant I've ever seen in Kansas City sports, and I'll elaborate on that more coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back in. Show and Vern on the road. We are in Nashville, Tennessee for the NFL draft on Music Row. Having a great time at the Moose Lounge, and we have really picked it up in the second half of this show. Jason Katz, who crushed it on that update, don't say anything, crushed it on the update until the end when he got comfortable and just let it go. But still, he recovered fine. Vern, you've been terrific this second half. And Steve's 32 coming up, which I'm sure is going to be
– it's done.
Riveting.
It better be – the best, Steve's 32. You've never been able to dedicate this much time to a Steve's 32, ever. You're not running around. You're
so much to do.
With all due respect, you're not doing anything. So this better be great. I love you and respect you, but this better be great, or I'm not talking to you for
at
the rest of the night.
At least we got there again.
We'll see.
We gotta address this. So we get an Uber. As they come to get us. And
it's usually what they do.
Steve. Nice.
Nice one, Steve.
Nice.
Nope. I won't do anything. as they came to get us, to take us out on our night of fun. Vern, if you know Vern, you understand it. Vern hates phone calls because he doesn't really want to talk to you all. And sometimes Vern can just get to a place where he doesn't really like to talk to people. He always pushes it off on me because...
You're the gregarious personality on this program.
Not yesterday. Vern gets into the Uber and it's just chatty.
I like talking to Uber drivers.
Chatty from, is that, it's a thing. Like a couple, I was sitting back like, let's just ride, man. No, Vern, it's going in.
It's just such a great opportunity to learn about other people.
and it was just stupid stuff. Like when you
– Oh, thanks, bro.
It, Vern, you know it was. When you started –
I was teaching her about football. The driver was wondering about the NFL draft, and I gave my opinions.
At one point, Vern goes, you know there's 11 players in football. And then there's
and
nine.
I wasn't, but hang on, I wasn't.
Baseball.
But let me explain. I wasn't mansplaining. She was admittedly ignorant to professional sports.
I was going to believe you were just.
But I wasn't going to be. You guys just, you tweens, just staring at your cell phones, tweeting and Facebook live and whatnot.
It was over
I'm
the
communicating
top.
With these people.
It was
people.
Over
right.
the top.
It was over
and
the
usually
top.
Usually he's the one that's over the top
yes,
in this situation.
Yes. You
what was
to
over the top,
the
guys? Explain to the people what was
you
over
went
the
to
top.
Her and said, you know, there's 11 players in football, and then there's nine in baseball.
What was the point?
And then there's five in basketball. I mean, so it's just much easier to take over basketball games than it is football or baseball.
Why is that over the top? That's explaining why the NFL draft. Because she was like, "Wow, it seems like if you're the first pick, you go to an awful team. That doesn't sound great. Yeah, it seems like that's more of a team game."
You could have easily listen as somebody who just pours it on. You could have easily whipped that into an easy answer. You went off, and you had that stupid smile on your face from the back seat, like you were really going after it.
I thought you were just trying to be funny.
He was.
No, I wasn't.
He was. You weren't serious.
See, I can't
you
win.
You were not serious.
I can't win.
You weren't. You couldn't have been. Vern, you couldn't have been.
If I'm
– Katie would have hit you.
If I have a problem with someone and voice it, here comes Grumpy Grandpa Vern. And then when I'm nice
Who
and talkative
grandpa?
To someone – Then I'm, God, you're so over the top. Well, what do you
it
guys
was
want
the way
from
you
me?
Were saying it,
what do you
know
want?
It
you want money?
You
want me to bleed? What is it? What do I have to do?
And then she said something so incorrect, and you just went with it. Oh, so the Eagles will be picking very, like, late in the first round. You said, oh, yeah.
Well, she's right. They went to the playoffs.
Like, late, like the Chiefs. She said, late, like you said, like the Chiefs are, like, 29th. Oh, the Eagles are going to be late, like them. Yeah.
I feel like they're like in the 20s.
Yeah,
probably.
What the hell are you talking about?
I am. No, they're in the mids.
All right, fine. I won't talk to people. And then you guys will be like, oh, Vern, you're so rude to people.
Because you normally are.
I'm rude to you guys because you're jackasses.
You're a jackass.
I don't like talking to Uber drivers at all.
It was ridiculous. It was over the top.
I don't
it really
sit
was,
in silence.
And you know it.
I don't. I thought I was just being friendly, but fine. No, let's keep hammering Vern.
Whoever had that
That's
Chinese.
What day it is. It's Hammer Vern Day.
Whoever had that Chinese
God knows
food.
He's already sick, grinding through this cold that he has. But no, let's keep hammering Vern.
You said you were going to try to get us sick on purpose.
Oh, I was joking.
I don't think you were.
I wasn't.
You wouldn't even give me a cough drop when I asked for it.
I wish that lady
would
have given
them.
Because
I need them. I desperately need them. God knows I try.
Try what?
To lift you guys up, to
do
lift
you
this
want,
program up.
You want some music played? God knows I try to lift this program up.
I don't have anything else to say. I defended myself. Can we get back to the draft, please? City Rent-A-Truck did us a big solid. They put us up in that 2019 Expedition XLT. They sent us to Nashville in style. Thank you, City Rent-A-Truck. Find them online at cityrentatruck.com. Can we at least pay them back by providing
really,
some proper content?
I think he's really mad at you, Steve. I think this is where this is coming from. And Steve doesn't give a damn, and I don't blame him. Well,
as we discussed with Len Jennings, last night we went around Nashville, downtown Nashville, and we were asking football fans, just random people as they walked by.
Good mood, Vern.
If, when you hear the Kansas City Chiefs, what comes to mind? Wondering if Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Frank Clark, if their off-the-field baggage has superseded all the good that Patrick Mahomes has done. So we asked, when you think of the Kansas City Chiefs, what comes to mind? And 100% of the people, basically, said Patrick Mahomes. And if I'm Clark Hunt, and I'm hearing this, that my brand, the Kansas City Chiefs brand, despite the fact that we just traded for a man that was accused of putting his hands on a woman, we have a wide receiver that did put his hands on a woman, and the DA tiptoed around him possibly being an accomplice or being the perpetrator of putting his hands on a kid to go along with Jovan Belcher, to go along with Kareem Hunt. If I'm Clark Hunt and I know we got all that going on, and yet, both within Kansas City and outside of Kansas City, my brand is peerless. My brand is pristine. My brand is Patrick Mahomes, and there's not a more powerful brand right now in the NFL than that Patrick Mahomes brand. That is an owner, that is a businessman's dream.
Outside of the guy who said Arrowhead and the guy who said Eric Berry and then the guy who trapped you in some sort of Detroit Pistons conversation, like, it was all Mahomes. And it was to me, like, not only locally, because Clark and the organization has it locally. We're seeing it. I believe they thought it was all right to make the move for Frank Clark because of the reaction that the fans gave, that many gave about Kareem Hunt. That I think you ask the majority of people, I think Chiefs fans will come out and say they would have never wanted Kareem Hunt cut because they wish they would get the 8-game suspension and he would come back playing for the Chiefs now. So I think that probably showed him, I've got him here. And then even nationally, it's still the same. Like, I mean, there is no reason for them to even think about changing it. And if they win a Super Bowl, good Lord Almighty, it's over. There's no incentive, no reason at all to say, maybe we need to look at ourselves and change stuff. Nope, they're making money. As Lynn Jennings said, man, it's people in Patrick Mahomes' jersey from Cincinnati walking around down here. They're making money at home. They're making money around.
And tonight, when you see Patrick Mahomes on television with Robin Roberts as a part of the ABC coverage, that's just going to further brand the Kansas City Chiefs as the squad that has the biggest name in the NFL. Again, this is like, it's just so amazing to me that going into his second full season as a starter, only a second season, this guy is on the precipice of what Peyton Manning built. Like, Peyton Manning is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And where he was at the peak of his career, it seems like Pat is there as far as the brand is concerned.
How people react to him. He is, as I've said, the greatest deodorant around. I bet you, like, if I know the Chiefs, and they do it out purposely, and they're very smart about it. Anytime, any kind of negative, I bet you there is something that is going to happen that involves, maybe it is Pat going on with Robin Roberts. There is something that is going to occur that will make Chiefs fans feel Pat, something here soon, that Pat's going to overshadow any of the negative things for Chiefs fans. Like, something, I bet you, it always keeps happening. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, any kind of negative comes, oh, let's throw something out there with Pat. I bet you there'll be something that happens. Maybe he's very charismatic with Robin Roberts or something. Like, something will happen where you will remember Pat, and it will flush and push all of this negativity away. Because they're exceptional at doing it, and when you got Pat, he is the broom that cleans up all the messes, as he's proven to be that. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
From Adam Schefter's latest appearance on SportsCenter, all signs point to Kyler Murray going to the Cardinals. Drew Lock will be a first-round pick and is on the Giants' radar. The Steelers have made phone calls about trading into the top 10. And Josh Rosen looking likely to be traded on Friday. Watch the New York Giants, the Miami Dolphins, and the Los Angeles Chargers.
Steve, why would the Steelers want to get in the top 10?
They want a linebacker. Devin Bush, probably.
Is there been word that Bush is moving up?
Maybe. I would love to see that for him.
Or are they looking for White? Because in the top 10, White was there.
Yeah.
Like, White is,
I mean,
is
one of the two, I would assume.
One of the Devins.
Yeah.
Well, the Chiefs could sure use something at that
position. Because they're both ballers.
There's a part of me that wants the Chargers to go quarterback in the first round. I want to see them draft someone.
I'd be cool with
Why
Josh.
Do you want to see them go?
I'd be cool with Josh Rosen
just think
going
it makes
to the Chargers.
An interesting
like
storyline for their season and something we can watch from afar.
I think Josh Rosen could succeed with the Chargers. I'm about it.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that would be a good area. He's an L.A. kid, played at UCLA.
I don't think he'll stand a chance with the Giants or the Dolphins.
But the Giants have great talent, or potentially, with Barkley and Evan Engram. They've got good talent. So, I mean, I think he's got good offensive talent. Yeah. Pat Shermer's a good coach.
Their top receiver.
Say it with your chest, Steve.
Their top receiver's Golden Tate.
Right now.
They just gave Golden Tate a bunch of money.
Yeah, right now.
And Sterling Shepard and traded Odell.
Is Saquon Barkley special?
Yes.
And is Evan Engram one of the good young tight ends in football?
He's all right.
I'm glad Steve's sticking with his opinion.
He doesn't have an opinion. Coming up next, guys, the moment you've all been waiting for. As Vern said, this better damn well be the best Steve's 32 we have ever, ever seen before. Steve's 32 is next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in Show and Vern. We are live on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are at the Moose Men's Grooming Lounge. Thank you so much for putting us up. We have had a wonderful time here. And we'll be here tomorrow live from 10 to 2. Remember tonight, with the help of our great friends at City Rent-A-Truck, cityrentatruck.com, they will take care of you like they have taken care of us. We have our great draft special tonight, 6 to 7 Show and Vern's draft special, and that leads right into the best damn coverage of the NFL draft in Kansas City, as Jay Binkley will take over with the Arrowhead Pride guys, Pete Sweeney, Kent Swanson, who may or may not get emotional on the air. Kent Swanson cried 3 times last year in the postgame. No seatbelts there. Kent Swanson cried 3 times. I want to see whose rocks are going to get off more. And I mean sexually in the sports nastiness territory. Sure. Whose rocks? Because Kent, like, Kent's a sneaky.
Oh, no doubt.
Kent's a sneaky one that'll challenge Bink because he's in this. Kent's been watching film.
And he's tall.
He's a tall glass.
He's got good hair.
When you didn't attend, I saw him at Pete's birthday party.
I wasn't invited.
I said, wow, Kent's got something here. Kent's a winner. Then I heard him cry on the air, and I lost a little bit of respect for him. But, you know, that's life. That's life and that's sex. But the best coverage tonight, we'll have a great time. Turn your mic off, Kent. Stop laughing into the mic. I can hear you. Don't say a word. But, yeah. Can I start saying that as a just that's life, that's sex.
Say whatever you want.
You're right. Whatever I want. They're never going to send us anywhere anyway.
Right. This is it.
This is it.
We might not have jobs come Monday.
Yep. God, I can't wait till This Is Us comes back out.
I just can't believe
it was a good time. It's a good time
that we might not have jobs on Monday, and we're still about to do this. Like, we're not even going to try to save our jobs here in the final half hour.
Two things. I love what Serta's turning his back on him. Two things. Cats don't speak, and he did an update. And all draft stuff on the news flashes.
Len Jennings needed my microphone. I did not. I could not do the update.
That's a lie.
That was unavoidable.
He also told us don't do Steve's 32. Well, screw you.
Well.
Mr. Spector.
I've been trying not to do it the whole show.
We're doing it. Here we go. The moment you've all been waiting for. Steve's 32. No, this is awful.
Number 32, the Oakland Raiders. Raiders are looking for a quarterback because Derek Carr sucks ass and he likes to cry.
Got cussing early.
I can't think of a better fit than badass Jamarcus Russell. He's going to thrive in John Boy's simple ass offense.
Three cusses.
Number 31, the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo can't improve their team in any way in this draft because, let's face it, they're rolling with Josh Allen as their starting quarterback. Number 30, the Tennessee Titans.
That's it.
Titans also potentially looking for a new quarterback because Marcus Mariota has been one of the biggest disappointments of my lifetime.
You were a huge fan
of
him.
You won a playoff game.
I called him the next Aaron Rodgers at one point.
Well, that's an indictment on you.
You're a dumbass. By how
you
bad
did not say
is.
That.
But they think they've got their guy in Washington stud, Jake Locker, to replace Marcus Mariota. Number 29, the San Francisco 49ers. You know, they have to find a wide receiver because Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G need pass catchers. I know a guy out of Illinois named A.J. Jenkins who fits right into the fold.
Yeah, he could, actually.
Number 28, the Denver Broncos. They still need a quarterback because John Elway doesn't know how to draft or evaluate talent in any way.
That's a Super Bowl, right?
So he is, however, willing to take a swing on Tim Tebow, even though he doesn't know how to throw football. Number 27,
baseball player.
The Dallas Cowboys.
No,
Jerry got Jason Witten back. Still going to find himself a young tight end to pick up that torch because Jason finally brought it home after his 75th season in the NFL. They'll select LSU standout tight end David LaFleur. Number 26,
David LaFleur.
The New York Jets. The Jets are trying to pound the rock with Le'Veon Bell, and I can't think of a better way to get that going than to draft fullback Roger Vick to make sure Bell always has his lead blocker.
Is there somebody really named Roger Vick?
Number 25.
I got to find out.
The New York Giants.
The hell's Roger Vick?
Dave Gettleman will be fired by next offseason because he's a joke and he's ruining the franchise.
Man.
That will not stop him from taking another stab at Ereck Flowers in this year's draft to protect the walking corpse that is Eli Manning. Number 24, the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens have a new general manager and he's looking to make a splash with his quarterback that runs the football, but he needs a wide receiver even though he can't really throw the football. And so they'll take Bernard Brashad Perriman. Side note, pretty sure Brashad Perriman has been bald since he was like 12.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You remember his dad. Brett.
Number 23, the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals need another quarterback because the Red Rifle has declared himself below average, and I believe they need Houston star quarterback, likely cousin to Josh Klingler, quarterback David Klingler.
Shout out
David Klinger.
Klinger,
seven,
wow.
Huh?
Number 22, the Seattle Seahawks. They need somebody to pair with their star linebacker, Bobby Wagner. What better way than another stud linebacker? My guy, Brian Bosworth, who's so versatile, he's been in several low-budget movies. Number 21, the Detroit Lions. Matt Patricia claims the Lions aren't tanking this year.
Let's see if he gets somebody.
And they'll be taking a wide receiver, Mike Williams, out of USC because he believes that he is the Mike Williams that currently plays for the Chargers.
You've got to go
Charles
Mike Rogers
Williams
there,
was
man.
Going to be the
Come
truth.
Come on, right? Four?
Number 20, the Atlanta Falcons.
It's 20, huh?
The Falcons have to replace standout running back in my guy, Tevin Coleman, because Devontae Freeman is short and not that good. And they'll do that with Michigan stud T.J. Duckett. Michigan State.
I hated T.J. Duckett.
Number 19, the Washington R's. They broke Alex Smith and Colt McCoy, so they definitely need a quarterback. Thank God Baylor has a guy named Robert Griffin III. Number 18, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He re-signed with the Ravens.
Big draft class for the Bucs. They need another weapon to pair with star Mike Evans, and just so happens it's a big draft class for Illini wide receivers, as I also love Aurelius Ben to the Buccaneers.
I liked him, too.
Number 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers' defense is trash. Big Ben is a trash person.
Good Lord.
But they still have to add talent, they'll do that with can't-miss prospect Jarvis Jones. Number 16.
I liked him, too.
The Arizona Cardinals.
I think he get around the edge.
The Arizona Cardinals spit in the face of quarterback Josh Rosen. They'll shock the world by not spitting a wad in the face of pass rusher Andre Wadsworth, making him the number one overall pick.
He said a wad so he could save.
Number 15, nice job. The Carolina Panthers.
Not funny, but a nice job.
Nice attempt.
The Panthers will shock the world and take Michigan stud Tim Biakabatuka.
Nice landing there. Nice one.
To pair a devastating yet outdated two-headed rushing attack with Christian McCaffrey.
He would have been so great if not for those injuries.
Oh, God, man. He's no Kajana Carter, though.
Number 14, the Green Bay Packers. The Packers should trade for Josh Rosen just to piss off Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that would drive him up the
wall. Know what he would do? Oh, God.
Supposedly they're friends. Aaron would not be his friend if they traded
him. He'd have beat up that LaFleur guy.
Number 13, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not sure if he's going to pan out since he's the offensive coordinator for the Bucs, but they need to have a plan B for Nick Foles, and I think they can do that in this year's draft with Byron Leftwich. Number 12.
Remember they carried Byron Leftwich.
The Los Angeles Chargers. Great. Chargers need to keep beefing up that secondary with stud Antoine Kaysen. That's all I had for the Chargers. Number 11.
I wish that's all you had for Steve's 32.
The Minnesota Vikings. Still not really convinced it's safe for Everson Griffin to play football because, you know, he had that breakdown. But the Vikings starting to look for his replacement, I suspect, and they will select defensive end Chris Hoven, who is the ugliest person I have ever seen in my life. Number 10.
Not familiar with him.
The Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles still need to add more pass rush. They can do that with Jerome McDougal. He's got to be good because he played at the U.
Miami.
Number 9.
9-5.
The Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are going to trade up to take dominant pass rusher and can't-miss prospect Oregon Duck Deion Jordan. Number 8, the Chicago Bears. I love my guy Mitch Trubisky, but the Bears do strange stuff, like that time they traded up one pick just to take Mitch, and they're going to do that for who I only assume is Josh McCown's older brother, Cade McCown. Number 7.
Always hated Cade McCown.
I just hate him.
The Indianapolis Colts. Colts need another wide receiver. They'll get that taken care of with wide receiver Anthony Gonzalez. Not because they like his potential, but because he sleeps in hyperbaric chambers.
Is that right?
Number 6.
Ohio State, huh?
The Houston Texans. Deepest tight end class in years, and Deshaun Watson needs another guy to keep this thing humming. And they will do that with tight end Benny Joppru. I just liked his name. Number 5. The New Orleans Saints. Sean Payton is going to pull a Mike Ditka and trade his entire draft class for running back Ricky Williams. Number 4, the Kansas City Chiefs. We know Spags likes his defensive linemen big and thick, and he won't find a better one than LSU monster Tyson Jackson. Number 3, the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams will give Jared Goff the finger by fixing their quarterback problems with Michigan State stud Tony Banks.
Love Tony Banks.
I didn't know he would.
Number 2, the New England Patriots. Patriots are going to beef up that defense by selecting the biggest shoulder pads I've ever seen, Buckeye Andy Katzenmoyer. Number 1,
4-5.
The Cleveland Browns. The Browns are so good, they don't even need a draft to make their team better this year.
They're never sending us on the road again.
That's what he gave us.
Just you're the ones that wanted to do it.
That's what he gave us.
Not Steve.
I will respect he knew.
Just go to break, man.
He knew that it was crashing, and he continued to go with it.
Just go to break.
Let's try to regroup after this break.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. Final segment of the day as we are live here. Coming up behind us, The Drive, Carrington and Sean, the sports machine Levine, as they get you ready for the draft. And we'll be back at it from Radio Row at the draft at 6 o'clock behind them. We'll have our Show and Vern draft special. Thank you so much to the good people at City Rent-A-Truck, cityrentatruck.com. They have been absolutely fantastic with us. And we thank them for working with us. Sorta, that was pathetic. The text line.
I told you I didn't have it in me today.
Listener 69306, worst 32 ever, still better than the test of the show. Nice job, test of the show.
That's all from the same person. I feel like everybody else liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was real good. It was real enjoyable.
So it did not meet your expectations.
No, I didn't laugh once. I mean, I fake laughed twice, but I didn't really laugh once.
But you didn't
once.
Mean it. You were just trying to give him a...
Just trying to get him going a little bit.
Thank you.
No, he's really mailed this whole thing in.
How upset are you right now at Steve? Because you threatened earlier not to talk to him again. Are we there?
No, that'll just be awkward.
If you guys need to have your Damian Williams moment right here, it's...
No, he knows how I feel about him.
Okay. All right.
We're good.
I don't think you guys are good. I don't like this. I don't like this. Now I've got to be here dealing with this negative energy.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
God, pick it up. Come on.
We're trying to. Let's get to it.
We're about to head to the draft right after this. Steve's gut.
We're going to get some hot Nashville chicken is what we're about
to get.
I hope
so, baby.
I'm telling you, baby. I don't care. Keto out.
What's the name of the place?
Hattie B's, baby.
Sweet.
6 minutes away. Let's dance. All right, Vern, let's get to this because I'm curious everyone's reaction to your thoughts on this. You posed this question to us and your answer to it, which is completely opposite of mine. I think that the majority of people, from everything we've learned here in the last couple of days in this city, Vern, I think the majority of people probably fall into your category.
Yeah, the question is, knowing what we know now, hindsight being 2020,
yeah,
would you still draft Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt? And I think it's a resounding yes when you acknowledge what the NFL is. The NFL is a league that uses up players, does not prioritize the player, views them as assets, as bodies, as nothing more than pawns for the most part. Right, this is the league that lied to the players in the union about concussions for decades. This is the league that did not and still tries to not take care of their former players, men that laid the foundation for this billion-dollar industry that is the NFL. So, hey, if I'm running a business, no, I'm not trying to hire people like Kareem, like Tyreek, like Frank Clark, but I understand what the NFL is. And if I could go back, Kareem Hunt's on the board. Tyreek Hill is on the board. Knowing that I'm going to lose Kareem Hunt in a year and a half because he's going to put his hands on a woman. Knowing that I might lose Tyreek Hill in 3 years because he is going to be tied up in a child neglect slash abuse investigation. Yeah, man, I'm still pulling the trigger. I'm still bringing both of them to Kansas City because when they were on the field, they helped my bottom line. They helped me get W's, which helps me get cash. And that's all that matters in the NFL, getting wins and getting that money.
And I think that is the case with the far majority of owners and people in the NFL. But if you're asking me, myself, if I were in the position, I think many people, if you've listened to me, understand where I would go. Tyreek Hill would have been off my draft board to begin with. I would have never drafted Tyreek Hill. And if I knew that Kareem Hunt was going to be putting his hands and getting into a ton of fights throughout the city, then finishing it off by putting his hands on a female, I would not have drafted. If I knew it, I would not have drafted either one of them. I would not have wanted to bring that into the community. That's me. And I understand where you go, and I think a lot of fans, especially what I'm learning from most fans, they probably push that way of things. And I think a lot of owners, we've seen it through the NFL, generally push in that way of things. And that's the NFL right now.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Listener 41 says, in regards to Steve's 32, Serta could have just rubbed his junk on the microphone for a minute, and it would have been more productive. Listener 007 wants to know why Vern sounds like Russell Wilson.
The Money Shot.
All right, let's finish this bad boy with a bang. The Money Shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads, and it is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. They cater lunch. They cater breakfast. We're on the show, Hughley, as we know you. Spoons.
That's not my name.
Finish them off.
That's not my name. Listen, I'm here. Show stamp of approval is now 3-1 with the historic victory of Tiger Woods winning his 15th major, as I called and put it on the line. I am 3-1, and yes, I put another one on that coexists with tonight's first round of the draft. Little shaky that the Chiefs have traded out of the first round, but I predicted that they will trade up in the first round, and I put the show stamp of approval, and I stand by the damn stamp.
tonight. We're going to have fireworks, baby. We're going to have action. We're going to be able to swing our horny sex sticks and sports horny sticks, excuse me, back and forth. It is happening. They are going to get back in the first round.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.